My name is Celine Liu, and I watched the video on investigating rocks. In the video, the teacher asked close-ended questions such as, "So, how many rocks do we have?" as well as open-ended questions such as, "How can we find out what's inside this rock? What kind of tools can we use?" and "Why do you think the rock tower is falling down?" The teachers also helped the children to develop process skills such as observing the rocks and sharing what they saw on the inside and outside, recording as they made a sketch of their rock tower, experimentation as the children threw rocks of different sizes into the water and listened to the different sounds that they produced, as well as communicating when they shared what they had learned about rocks. The role of the teacher in the video was to provide the children with materials and resources that they could use while investigating rocks, such as reading a book titled If You Find a Rock, purchasing one geode for each child so that they could use a hammer to break it open and look at what is inside, as well as allowing the children to paint on a giant rock. The teachers also provided the children with opportunities to learn outside the classroom when they brought them on a nature walk. Through this, the children were able to explore the different kinds of rock in a real-life setting. The children were able to demonstrate their understanding and what they have learned through representations such as drawing of their rock tower, as well as making a sketch of what they planned to paint on the giant rock. One key learning point that I took away from the video is how the teachers made use of incidental learning opportunities and crafted their questions to help extend the children's learning. For example, the teacher asked, "Is there a rock we should switch out and not use in our tower?" This got the children to think as they started to compare the rocks and tried to find out the rock that was the best fit. When the teacher brought the children out for the nature walk, they had initially planned for the children to explore rocks in the lake. However, when the children started to throw rocks into the water, the teacher seized the opportunity to let the children experiment with the different sizes of the rocks and listen to the different sounds that they produced. One question that I have about inquiry-based learning is how does the teachers ensure that every child learns something? This is because there are times when children work in small groups and the teacher will ask each group different questions based on what she observes and what the children are doing, as well as what kind of difficulties they are facing. Hence, the children may be presented with different questions and experiences in their learning.